This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you today?
Good morning, Sir Brad. Haven't talked to you in a couple days. In fact, it was funny. It must have been Friday. I connected in through my DV switch to my home node. I heard Jeff and started to have a conversation with Jeff, and we cruised the whole way in, and I don't think we heard you or Ross. And I guess Ross was on talking to you, but I never connected my system to Ross's system. And, yeah, so we had two separate conversations going on Friday. That's funny. But, yeah, coming back after a nice long weekend. How was yours? Anything exciting?
I guess the only thing exciting I did is I smoked a pork butt and did some work on the Dodge.
I'm trying to think of the last project you were doing. I don't know, were you working on brakes? Or am I getting that confused with someone else? So what was the focus on the Dodge this time around?
Actually, it was just simple maintenance, just changing the oil and the filter. It's been a little while, and I figured it was time. I was also going to try and replace the dipstick tube because the old dipstick broke, so I don't always know how much oil I have in there, but I couldn't get it off. It's, you know, 45 years of heat and cool and water and mud and everything. It's a weird dipstick because it comes off the side of the pan, kind of odd, but anyway, I couldn't get that broken free, and I need to do it when the oil is low. So I'll have to do another oil change someday.
Is that something where you could do a full oil pan gasket maintenance and drop the pan? Does that entry come off with that, or you could do it that way?
So actually, the dipstick comes off the side of the pan. I don't know why Dodge did this. I thought someone had done it for whatever reason, but I found out that it was actually something Dodge did for a few years. Don't know why. But anyways, they did, and over the years, because the dipstick wouldn't always go in right, it would bend at the top, and it finally broke years ago. And I don't know where the other part is. I think it's in the tube, because I can't get the new dipstick in the tube. So the tube's got to come off. One of these days, I'll get it.
Yeah, that's where I was kind of wondering if the whole pan can come off with that whole assembly. But at the same time, you probably don't want to change too much that's not needing to be changed. And keep it as original as possible. Can you even buy those spare parts? Obviously, you're talking about taking the tube off. Could you buy the whole assembly if you wanted to?
I did. I actually bought the whole tube assembly that goes on the side of the pan, and it looks like I could take the pan off and put a new gasket in it, which it probably needs. And that would work too. It was just a little bit bigger project that I wanted to get into. But maybe someday, I may end up having to do that.
Yeah, you're right. You might end up getting forced to do that. Hopefully not. But, future state projects. Yeah, it's funny. I'm, cruising behind somebody here that's got, you know how you get those markers that you can write on your window in different colors. And talking about honking for their senior. I'm going to guess that's been on their back window for a little while now for their graduate. But what's funny, and something I've never seen before, you know, I've seen people put QR codes on their back or sides of their vehicles if they're trying to promote something. This one had a Venmo, written out to you. You know, you have your Venmo name. And I wonder if anyone actually keep that in and donated money, gave them money, based on what they had seen on that window. Interesting. And I see an Echolink user in here. And I'm curious if this person's connected into me or connected into Ross. And I'm going to say there's probably a pretty good chance that it's Jeff. So I'll say good morning. This is K2PCB.
Somehow I lost the transmit button. And now I can't have to stop.
Okay. Sounds like Jeff's working through some technical difficulties. You out there, Ross? K2PCB.
KC2NVM. Somehow I was making some updates and all of a sudden the transmit button disappeared. So here I am. Wonderful weekend. I was playing with the deck on Saturday or Sunday, and somehow one of the handles of the hammer hit my hand at the knuckle, and I bled like a stuffed pig to the point where we almost had to go to take a trip to the ER, but I managed to stop the bleeding, and I died.
I trust you did with most of us would do in that situation and reach for the electrical tape, masking tape as a backup, and so assuming that that's what you did, and that must have worked out well, and kept you out of the ER then.
Fortunately, I have a full-on med kit, and I actually had gauze and sterile bandages and the wits about me to put it all together. And luckily, both Zoe and Jen were there to grab a towel. She's like, what kind of towel? I said, I don't care. I'm bleeding. And she's like, oh, that doesn't matter then. And then Zoe went out to the car, got the big blue bag, and patched it up. And went swimming yesterday, and it didn't open up. So I'm kind of happy.
Yeah, I guess you're lucky you didn't take out any bones with that. Obviously, the fingers are pretty delicate. So, and, yeah, either of you guys lose power yesterday? We were down for a couple hours in the evening.
I did not.
I did see some power bumps in yesterday evening around 5 or 6 o'clock, somewhere around there. Karen and I were finishing up dinner. But I also, Sunday morning, there was no power at Bowen and Broadway.
Yeah, Sunday morning I had seen the power flicker when I was in the kitchen, and I was specifically noticing that the under the cabinet lights flickered, and I'm thinking, oh man, not that they, you know, I was thinking it was those lights. I'm like, oh man, I'm going to have to replace those. And I probably put them in a year or two ago, not that long, but they're Alexa ready, so you can turn them on and off remotely, and they're pretty nice, and that would have been a bummer if that was it. But then I had found out that it wasn't just there. It wasn't isolated to the cabinets when I was in the kitchen, and I think my sister lost power for a little bit. And then last night, and Ross has made it in, I'm sure he knows about this, there were like close to 5,000 customers out in the Alden area, and I don't know how widespread it is. You know, they were talking about Two-Rod and Broadway, Town Line and Broadway maybe. There were a handful of intersections, and then a few intersections down Walden, that whole big, town block, if you will. I think Crittenden was involved, putting out generators at the signals. I think they were estimating 3 hours to get it back on, but it came on, and I want to say two, somewhere in there. I think just before 9 o'clock, or was it just before 8 o'clock? It might have been just before 8 o'clock that it came back on. Yeah, this weekend, we tried to make the best of it, and on Sunday, Yeah, Sunday. Lynn and I and her sister and her great niece took a ride out to the arcade in Attica Railroad. They had a back to school special for $10, and you could take one of their excursions. So we did that. That was pretty cool. Obviously, I've been on that before. I like that steam engine kind of stuff. And that was pretty neat. We had lunch out there. We did Lynn's high school reunion on Saturday. Not what I was expecting, but it was still nice to connect with a bunch of people. A lot of pictures and a lot of socializing. And I thought there was going to be music and dancing, but apparently they were only doing music on Friday night for the event that they had, which we didn't go to. And that was a bummer. We probably should have done that too, but yeah, next time. So, Brad, I was checking out that link that you had sent me for that Pi SDR. I couldn't gather that it did any HF. Obviously, that would probably require a different antenna. I know on my SDR there's a VHF UHF antenna port, and then there is a HF one. They're separate. Different circuits, but did you notice if that went into the HF range or not?
I don't know anything about SDRs very much. I have one that I haven't had a chance to play with it very much, but I do believe it'll do HF because I do have a big whopping antenna for it.
Oh, sorry. If I said Jeff, I apologize. I meant to direct that to Brad. Obviously, I didn't say Brad. I said Jeff. Sorry.
I didn't
you may have said
go
Brad,
into that article very much. I just started looking at it, and I go, yeah, this is a little too much for me right now. But I immediately thought of you because of what you do and things like you like to play with. So I thought maybe you'd be interested in it. That's why I forwarded it. As a side note, too, I won't say it's an end-fed antenna, but I did run a long line of wire outside my house. I hooked it to a coax and ran it into my SDR dongle, and it seems to bring in a lot more signals.
All right. Yeah, that's a start. Yeah, obviously you're going to be subjected to the time of day. Different bands, different time of day, sometimes just day to day. You'll start to get a feel for the propagation. I know there are some propagation trackers online, some apps that you can download and run to help plan your listening windows. I tend to favor the evenings more rather than in the middle of the day, right at gray line. So yeah, mornings and evenings, I think to me would probably be the best time to listen in.
Yeah, I was listening last night. It was after sunset, and I was getting signals. And now the problem is just working with the software to be able to lock on that signal and bring it in for now. Because like I said, my dongle is only receive only, so that's okay. But yeah, I was able to get another piece of coax outside. And I buried the wire in the arborvitae, and it looks nearly invisible. So maybe Karen will be okay with that one.
So what mode are you listening in? I assume you're talking HF, so we're probably upper or lower sideband, correct?
Yeah, I was playing around with all dials, trying to just figure out what's what. I was surprised it actually worked very well on the 70 centimeter band, because I had the one radio hooked up to that one antenna that you loaned me. And then I would dial into the frequency that they were talking on, and worked out pretty good. So now I just got to just play with the software to, like I said, to be able to lock onto particular signals.
Yeah, Brad, maybe there's something up with that antenna if you're getting that much better performance with the long wire.
You were breaking up on that, Travis. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, I'm walking into work now, which doesn't always afford me the best cellular connection. But I was just thinking that maybe there's an issue with that antenna, if that long wire works better.